So, have you ever wanted to give someone a gift that's truly one of a kind? Something that's not just beautiful, but interactive? Today, we're talking about handcrafted kaleidoscopes, specifically the choice between pocket and tabletop versions as premium gifts.
Right. And this is such a fascinating art form because kaleidoscopes are like kinetic art. They're interactive. You're not just looking at something static on a wall. You're actually engaging with it, turning it, creating your own private viewing experience.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people still think of those cheap toy kaleidoscopes from childhood, you know. But we're talking about artisanal pieces, handcrafted from fine woods, featured in galleries. These are collectible works of art.
Definitely. The modern kaleidoscope renaissance really started in the mid-20th century when first surface mirrors developed for space telescopes became available. Artists started using those mirrors to create these incredible inner space images. It became a whole new art form.
That's wild. So let's break down the two main styles for gift givers. We've got handheld kaleidoscopes, often called pocket scopes, and then parlor kaleidoscopes, which are the tabletop versions. What's the key difference beyond size?
Well, handheld scopes are typically tubes that you hold in your hand and turn as a unit. They're designed for portability and personal enjoyment. You can carry them with you, pull them out whenever you want that moment of beauty on the go.
So, it's perfect for someone who's always traveling or wants something discreet?
Yeah, exactly. Parlor kaleidoscopes, on the other hand, are made to stand on a table, usually with a pedestal base. You can view them comfortably while seated. They're more of a decorative art piece in addition to the visual experience. They really elevate a home or office environment.
Makes sense. So, if you're looking for something that'll be a conversation starter on someone's desk or coffee table, the tabletop model is gonna be your choice.
Right. And I mean, the craftsmanship involved, these aren't mass-produced. Each piece is unique. Many are turned from fine woods by artisans who've spent decades perfecting their craft.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I actually remember the first time I saw a handcrafted wooden kaleidoscope at a gallery. The weight of it, the finish on the wood, it was nothing like those cardboard tubes I'd played with as a kid. It completely changed how I thought about them.
That point about fine wood craftsmanship sets up our next piece. How the internal designs create those mesmerizing experiences. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking for a truly unique artisanal gift? Steve Gray Kaleidoscopes offers handcrafted pocket and tabletop kaleidoscopes made from fine woods. With decades of wood turning expertise and pieces featured in galleries across the United States and Japan, each kaleidoscope is a collectible work of kinetic art. Find your premium piece at sgwoodstudios.com.
Picking up on that fine wood craftsmanship, how do the different internal designs actually create those mesmerizing patterns we see?
Great question. So there are multiple types of interior designs, and each creates a totally distinct visual experience. You've got wand kaleidoscopes, cell kaleidoscopes, wheel designs. The list goes on.
Let's start with wands. What makes those special?
A wand is a sealed tube, usually glass or plastic, filled with loose objects floating in liquid. The wand is attached perpendicular to the end of the mirror system, and as you rotate it, the objects float past the mirrors. It creates this really fluid, dreamy effect.
So the movement is slower, more flowing?
Exactly. Now, cell kaleidoscopes are different. A cell is an enclosed object case that contains loose objects moving around in a chamber. Cells can be liquid-filled for that slower motion, or dry for quicker shifts that stay put until you move it again.
I see. Makes sense. So, to everyone listening, if you want something meditative and slow, go for liquid-filled. If you want crisp, instant pattern changes, dry cells are your thing.
Right. And some artists have created cells in various unique shapes. You'll see them in all different sizes and forms. The variety is incredible. Some cells are fixed to the kaleidoscope, so you shake or move the whole thing. Others allow the cell to turn independently.
That's two main types, wands, cells, and I'm guessing there's more.
Oh, definitely. Wheel kaleidoscopes have a center axis with wheels that turn in front of the mirrors. The wheels can have fixed patterns, loose objects, or even be interchangeable. Then there are marble kaleidoscopes, simple in concept, but they create spectacular images with artist-made marbles and unique mirror systems.
And these intricate mirror systems are what really make each piece unique, right? That's where the artistry comes in. Though I have to say, I tried taking one apart as a kid to see how it worked. Spoiler alert, I never got it back together.
Ah ha ha ha, yeah, that's a rite of passage with toy kaleidoscopes. But with handcrafted pieces, the mirror configuration determines how many times the image repeats and the overall symmetry. Combined with the object chamber design, you get patterns that are literally one of a kind. No two viewings are exactly the same. Each viewing is unique, a totally personal experience.
You know, that private viewing aspect is something we touched on earlier, but it's worth emphasizing. This is your own personal art experience.
Yeah, and that's part of what makes handcrafted kaleidoscopes such meaningful gifts. You're giving someone more than an object. You're giving hours of personal, meditative enjoyment, something they can return to again and again.
So when you're choosing between pocket and tabletop as a gift, it really comes down to the recipient's lifestyle and how they'll use it. Portability versus display. Private moments on the go versus a prominent piece in their space.
Exactly. Both are premium artisan pieces. Both offer that same mesmerizing visual experience. The choice matches the form to the person's life.
And the fact that these are represented in galleries internationally, that tells you something about their artistic value and collectability.
Right. These aren't novelties. They're serious works of kinetic art. Customers consistently praise the craftsmanship and unique beauty. They're distinctive, memorable gifts that stand out.
I see. That's powerful.
And I think that's why discerning gift givers are drawn to these pieces. They're giving something with depth, with story, with craft behind it.
So we've established that handcrafted kaleidoscopes, whether pocket or tabletop, are premium gift options. The choice depends on your recipient's preferences and how they'll engage with the piece. Either way, you're giving interactive art.
And supporting artisans who've dedicated their lives to this craft. Some have been turning wood and making kaleidoscopes for over 40 years, contributing to magazines, teaching, exhibiting their work nationally and internationally.
There's real heritage there. That connection to tradition and craftsmanship, that's what makes these gifts special. Thanks so much for breaking this down with us today.
My pleasure. I hope this helps everyone find the perfect kaleidoscope for their next gift-giving occasion.